Good morning, Arizona. Thanks for staying with us. Our guest today is the police chief from Oro Valley, Danny Sharp. How you doing?
I'm well.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for getting up early and coming in to talk to us.
It's always my pleasure.
You are coming to the end of your career here. When did you start with Oro Valley?
I started January 31st, 2000.
Very cool. So you've seen a lot. You've done a lot. Tell us what you anticipate the future of Oro Valley to be without you.
Oh, I think it's going to be bright. I think Oro Valley is a great place. We've got great residents and very supportive of law enforcement, and we've got a great department. We've got I've worked on a succession plan. We've got the talent, and I think the department's in a great place. I mean, that's the reason I'm ready to go. You know, I feel that the department's in good shape, the community's
in
good shape.
You've done your job.
Yeah, and so it's not that I'm leaving because of it's not right for me or anything. It is right. The time's right. So so now I'm gonna move on to my next phase and let the folks that are there take the department to the next level, because I think they have the talent and skills to do that.
Very cool. We have a caller. Randy, what's on your mind? Hello?
Good morning, Danny.
Morning, Randy.
This is Randy, your cohort in crime in Oro Valley. I'm the chief of the Golden Ranch Fire District, and I just want to take a moment and say, Danny, thank you. Thank you for your candor. Thank you for your professionalism. You've been a wonderful, wonderful example for people to follow, and I've been so proud and blessed to work beside you for so many years, and I wish you the best in your retirement. And you made Oro Valley a better place, and I just think that the residents and the listeners should know the impact that you've made, because it's truly been exceptional.
Well, thanks, Randy, and I certainly feel the same about you. I think it's been a great partnership, not just between you and I and our friendship, but between our two agencies and organizations. I think we serve our community very well, so thank you for that.
Thank you for calling in, Randy. We have another caller. We have the mayor of Oro Valley on. Mayor?
Yes. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I just want to echo what Chief Carr said about Danny Sharp. There's a quick story I'd like to regale about just the kind of man he is. You know, my capacity working with Danny over the last 8.5 years as mayor of Oro Valley, safety obviously was number one concern, and this concept of community policing relates to a personal story. So oftentimes I wouldn't get to hang out with my family until a late night movie. Back in those days, we used to have summer midnight movies. And my son and I would often go to that. That's the only time we had available. And we'd often come out at 1:30 in the morning. And there were oftentimes young ladies, 18, 19, 20 years old, who would be exiting the theater with my son and I. And I turned to my son and I said, you know what, where else in the country would you find parents who are willing to let young females go out that late at night? And Danny, I got to tell you, you know, what you did with the town of Oro Valley was let people live their lives. And I can't emphasize that enough. They didn't have to worry about where they were going to be at a certain time when the sun goes down. Businesses didn't have to worry about crime. Residents didn't have to worry about high crime rate and break-ins and things like that. And you're an unsung hero. Public safety drove everything in the town of Oro Valley. It drove high property values. It drove good schools. It drove great businesses coming in. And this is all a testament to Danny Sharp. And, you know, there's two kinds of leadership. One comes from the grassroots and one comes from the top down. And in this particular case, it came from Chief Daniel Sharp and his concept of community policing. And he's so humble that he doesn't go out and toot his own horn. And that's what I've always respected with him. And I just wanted to kind of call in and say, not only as the mayor of the town of Oro Valley and a business owner for 29 years in Oro Valley, a resident, but as a parent, I just wanted to say thank you for what you did for the residents of Oro Valley to allow them to not have to worry about living their lives and doing what they needed to do on a daily basis. And it was an honor and a privilege for me to serve alongside you, Danny, serving the community of Oro Valley. And people will never know really what you did, but I just wanted to give people a brief snippet about the impact that you had on that community. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, thank you, Mayor, and thank you for all the support that you gave me during your time in office. And, you know, and I think fondly back to the almost year and a half I was the town manager and what we were able to get, accomplish with that as well. So thank you for everything that you've done for the town.
No, thank you for calling in.
My pleasure. You bet.
Okay, we have another caller. Andy Black is on the phone.
Hey.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Chief Sheriff, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. You know that you really rank high when I got to get up at 4:45 in Honolulu, Hawaii to call and congratulate you on your 40 years of service and your 20 years serving Oro Valley. So, it was an honor working with you when I was with the FBI for 3 years in Tucson. And Sherry, I'd just like to say that one thing I really respect about Chief Sharp is the investment he made into his own personnel at Oro Valley. He was an excellent mentor, and he really demonstrated he cared about the people in his own department, not only of the community, but of the people in his own department. By the way, he mentored and invested in training and making them the best they could be. He was a real role model. And I know there's some great leaders that you've developed in Oro Valley that'll either step up and take over when you depart or help whoever comes in as the new chief. So I want to commend you for that, Chief Sharp, for an outstanding job and for your 40 years of service.
Well, thanks, Andy. I appreciate it. I appreciate you getting up and calling. You know, as soon as I get settled after my retirement, I figure I'd be looking you up because have to come visit.
Well, I've got a guest room here for you and your wife, so anytime you can make it out this way. And may I ask, are you gonna look for a retirement job out in Honolulu or some South Pacific island? What are your plans?
Well, I'm not saying no to anything. So if you got an offer, just let me know. And you know, I'd love to come back working with you. So no, right now I've got. You know, I've got my highway safety for the IACP that I'm still going to be doing for the next year and that sort of thing. But I'm not looking for anything, but I'm not going to say no to anything either.
Okay, well, I'll keep that in mind because we do have some openings coming up here. So
all right,
you're
great.
Looking for some sunshine.
Well, I appreciate you calling, Andy. It's good hearing you.
Yeah, likewise. Good luck to you. Take care, Sherry.
Thank you. And we have another caller. We have Rick Tracy on the line. Rick?
Dick?
Hi, Chief. How you doing?
I'm well, Dick. How are you?
Pretty good. I want to call and congratulate you on your retirement. You and I have known one another since you got the job, and being a citizen of Oro Valley and watching the development of the department and your leadership and your concept of crime prevention all fits into what I think should happen in a good community. I like the fact that we're, you know, low crime community, one of the lowest, if not the lowest in our category in the state. And I attribute all that to your leadership. And I want to congratulate you and wish you well in your retirement.
Well, thanks, Dick. I appreciate that. I appreciate all the support how often we get together and chat about things and compare notes from your police chief days and your days in Chicago. You've been a great friend and a great mentor, and I appreciate all the support you've given me.
Well, it's not about me, but I guess we should let the audience know that I am a retired Chicago police captain with a son that was the assistant chief deputy marshal here in Tucson.
Good morning,
and,
Dad.
He's sitting next to me, Dick.
I heard that. I heard him. I heard him whispering in your ear, "Watch out for this guy." Thanks a lot, Chief. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Dick.
Thanks for calling in. We have another caller, Ted.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm fine. Chief Ted Dreisinger calling in. I just wanted to add my words to the words of the others that have been calling in and tell you how great it's been to have you as the chief here. And in fact, I'm kind of going to make the argument that maybe you decide not to retire and you know, stay in office, because it's such a great you're such a great representative for the Oro Valley Police Department, the leadership there, and of course your communication with the community and your willingness to work and listen and talk to people. It's just it's been phenomenal. I don't have the length of time in service in Oro Valley that the Chicago police officer just talked about, but I've been here 6 years, and I've been just delighted to have gotten to know you and to sit on your advisory council, and it's just kudos to all the work that you've done.
Well, I appreciate it, and again, I appreciate all the support that I've gotten from you and Molly, and what you've done for our department, and you utilizing your expertise to consult with us and all, it's been a great partnership, and I certainly am proud to call you my friend, and have been able to serve well as your police chief.
Well, as am I you, and on the friendship side, and I realize, even though you're stepping down, that that oatmeal and peanut butter in the mornings probably hopefully will not change.
Yeah, well, you can take the peanut butter, but yeah, we'll continue to get together.
That's fun.
Great. Well, I'll let you go, because I know there are a lot of other people that want to express their pleasure and great honor to know you and congratulate you on this time in your career.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care, my friend.
Thank you for calling in. We have another caller on the line, Larry Stevens. Larry?
Good morning, Chief. How are you?
Good, Larry. Good to hear from you.
Yes, I couldn't help but call in and tell you how much I appreciate everything you've done for, you know, obviously everybody said the community, but me personally, and how much I enjoyed working with you, and the fact that I never felt like I worked for you, except very occasionally. but I always thought we worked together well. And I remember you getting over the first impression you must have had of me when you showed up the first day. You showed up wearing a tie, and as you know, I hated ties, and I had worked Werner Wolf over for years to get ties out of our policy, and I always found it interesting. The first thing I think I said to you was, we don't have ties in our policy here anymore, and you said, Larry, we do now. And then I realized, yeah, you were the chief, and that I must have really impressed you on your first meeting with me, and I wondered how it would go after that, where I was going to end up. With everything going on in law enforcement at that time in Oro Valley, the first thing I say to you is, we don't have ties. So, but it worked out, 17 years of working together there. We worked together when you were at the city, and I tell you, I just can't pass on my appreciation enough for what you've done for, you know, law enforcement, not just here, but all over this country, and thank you.
Thanks, Larry. We certainly had a great partnership, and you know, you did make an impression on me, but it was a positive one. So, you know, obviously served well since you retired as the chief, because I was in the manager's office when you retired. So I guess I'll be following you as a retired chief.
Yep, it's a great deal. Let me tell you, you'll enjoy it a lot. And again, I appreciate all the confidence you showed in me.
Well, you're going to have to start giving me a little bit of lessons on working on cars and stuff, so I'll be hanging out in your garage a little more often.
Anytime. I'm ready. Thank you.
Thanks.
That's awesome. Thanks for calling in, Larry. I know we have a statement from somebody who couldn't be here or couldn't call in, if you would read that.
This is from Mark Daniels, the sheriff of Cochise County. He says, sorry I can't call in myself. Unfortunately, I have a wrestling tournament I need to attend, but please read my statement for my friend. Danny Sharp is a great chief and leader for the people of Pima County and the state of Arizona. The law enforcement community is losing a valued professional, but his legacy will lead us into the future.
That's great. Mark's a great friend, a great sheriff, law enforcement professional, so... Anyway, thanks for that.
Yeah, he's a good guy. And apparently you are, too. And you say you don't have any plans for retirement. It sounds like people are lining up to give you things to do.
No, like I said, I'm not saying no to anything. But, you know, I just want to kind of decompress a little bit, and then we will you'll see what happens after that. And, you know, I like I said, I am going to continue as the chair of the Highway Safety Committee for IACP. And that's... you know, that entails some travels and meetings and things like that. So I'll keep involved there. You know, it'll also free up time for me to find other things. You know, I wasn't kidding about spending time in Larry's garage, you know. So, you know, I think we may have a car restoration in our future.
Very cool. Tell me the most significant thing you remember about being a chief for Oral Valley.
Wow. There's so many things that I've done and been involved in and just to be a part of. I mean, one of the things that I'm incredibly proud of is the fact that we have interoperability in Pima County that is something that I worked on a statewide basis when I was with Tucson and then continued to when I went to Oral Valley, and then the voters passed a bond for us to have interoperability. It's called the Pima County Wireless Integrated Network, and now we're able to interoperate with all law enforcement and fire and EMS on a common radio, and it is absolutely phenomenal, the safety that we've been able to enhance and make it better for all of our first responders. I had the honor to chair the executive management committee that put the framework together, implemented it, put it up, made it happen. I was elected the first director or chair of the board of directors and after we actually went live with it, and we were able to get things going. And it is, it's something that people don't really think about much. You push the button, the radio works, but the work that went into that and the fact that we have that, and that's going to be there for all first responders into the future is just, I couldn't be prouder to have been part of that. It was a great team and a great effort, and that's going to be a tough one to walk away from, just all the work that we've done and put into that. But, that's something that was just, a regional approach to doing things. We were able to, I was part of the founding members of regional SWAT, where we've been able to come together regionally and show that, we have that ability to do things together and cooperate.
Explain that to me.
So we have a SWAT team that's the Sheriff's Department, Marana, Oral Valley, South Tucson, Pasquayaki. We all work together, and we provide members. When I got to Oral Valley, we had our own SWAT team. Marana had their own SWAT team. The Sheriff's Department had their own SWAT team. It's labor intensive. It's expensive, and so we saw an opportunity to. The stars kind of lined up where we could all work together and put together a regional SWAT team, and we did that, and it's
a
evolved.
A giant SWAT team using multiple
agencies? It's multiple agencies, yes.
Wow.
And so if we have something, then we all contribute, and so if something happens anywhere, then that team can respond. And then that evolved into a regional bomb unit, EOD, that actually is one of the, I believe it's the only regional team that's recognized by the FBI. And, it speaks to the cooperation that we all have together, that we can all work together and do things. And I think coming together regionally has just been phenomenal.
It makes sense.
Yes.
Can I add in, I'm with the FBI, I was retired. But
this is a nut.
Yeah, I'm Annette. And I just wanted to thank you so much, because with limited resources throughout, you were still able to give me a person to put on my Joint Terrorism Task Force. And that is so critical, to have the different entities all in one area to work things, and so that we could respond immediately. And with all your resources and the other task force officers, it brought everything into fruition for us, and it was just a great time. And I can't thank you enough that you had that insight to understand our needs as a community, that we all had to work together to protect ourselves. Anyway, I just wanted to say how much I appreciate that, Danny.
Well, and again, our relationship with the FBI has always been strong, and I think it just speaks volumes about how well we all work together and the importance of that. But as we've talked about, Homeland Security starts with hometown security, and that's the fact that we all work together regionally, and actually our task force officer was received the FBI director's citation of excellence, I believe was the thing, and
yes.
Brought back. I mean, you know, you the FBI embraced our officer as one of their own as well.
Definitely.
And it certainly helped as far as information for because I had that direct link in anything that would be of threat to Oral Valley, we were aware of, we were able to deal with. You know, the thing is, you know, when you're dealing with classified information, people will never know exactly what it is we're doing.
Right.
But trust me, it was and continues to be a very good relationship, and it's very beneficial to
all of
everyone.
Us.
Yes.
The community at large, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
We have another caller on the line, Mark.
Yes.
Yes. How are you?
Chief.
Mark?
Yeah. Yeah, this is Sponge.
How are you?
Wow, very fine. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
You've been with me, or I've been with you, and I've watched you grow for 32 years. I started off at the academy. You were the lieutenant, teaching in some of the classes. Your wife, Lynn, was in class with me. At that time, I just so you know, I'd been a cop for 10 years. I think I'm older than you, but I knew looking at you that you're going to go places. You're going to do things. I worked with you at Alita. You were the commander of the training academy there. I worked with your wife. She became my sergeant at the training academy also when I was training with her. So you helped mold her. And you've been a big part of my life in many ways. My daughter babysat for you, your kids when you were growing up. And you've honored her and helped her. And she's tickled at all the times you would go to Oral Valley. She'd ask you to speak to her class. And you always made time no matter what. And she would brag and tell me about Chief Sharp coming in. He's always there for me. So I from the bottom of our heart and our family's heart, I got to tell you, thank you for all you've done. And there's one thing I can say to you, and I look at this in people. I always have seen you as a forward thinker. A forward thinker looks at, if I do this, if this person gets here, what's going to happen? You've always been a forward thinking, and that's why you've brought Oral Valley PD to be the fine, dedicated, community-oriented agency that it is. That forward thinking has led you to pick and train and see that certain people are trained and people are trained properly, and it helped you pick great personnel, because the thing is not just you. It's a team process, but it all sure begins with you, because if the leader's not there and he's not on board to let people help him and guide him, it ain't going to go anywhere. You've done a great job. So,
well, I appreciate that, Mark. And you know, certainly if you look back, I think it was me that reached out to you to bring you to Alita because I needed somebody with your skill set. And then it was me that pulled you out of the Tucson Police Department, brought you to Oral Valley. So it's been a great partnership, and I certainly appreciate it, all the things that you've done for me over the years. And I certainly appreciate, Shelley and your family. I think the world of your daughters and your son and your wife. So it's been a great friendship, and none of that's going to end. I just won't be seeing you around the office.
There you go. Oh, and one more thing on the family, put it on the radio. Marcy, my youngest, just had her baby the night before last in Texas.
Congratulations. Aww. That's so cool. Give her my best.
I will. Baby born. I'll tell her I told you on the radio show.
Send me an email. I'll send you a podcast.
Oh, very good. Very cool. I will. Thank you very much, Chief.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks for calling in. So what is the most disappointing thing that you've had over your career? We're going to go to the highs and the lows.
The most disappointing. You know, I tell you what, I can't think of any. I mean, there are things that we had failures on the part of some of our personnel for just being human beings and doing things. But overall, I don't really have any disappointments. The last 20 years in Oral Valley have been absolutely phenomenal. The community is supportive. Mayor Hiermath talked about, the things that we accomplished. But, we accomplished those things because of the support of community.
Yes.
The community calls and takes things to heart. I take personally when crimes are committed. We always look and fatal traffic crashes just rip me apart. We want things to be safe and that sort of thing. And, when when there's something that, you know, you just wish people would take heed with what we do. But you know, I have no disappointment with my 20 years there. I've worked with some of the greatest men and women that you can imagine. Our telecommunicators are who I refer to them as our first responders. You know, they take the job so seriously. They do such a phenomenal job, you know, making sure that the community has the resources they need. And our folks that are out in the field, I mean, they really have embraced, you know, our philosophy and the thing about community policing and putting community first. You know, there's story after story about, you know, things that our officers have done above and beyond. You know, this letter to the editor about the officers that pitched in and bought the World War II veteran tires because he couldn't afford tires.
Oh, wow.
You know, things like that just, you know, it's just, and I mean, there's story after story that are very personal and heartfelt with people that I can't share with, but they share with me. And also, you know, I can't think of a disappointment as far as my career, my
That's
time as the
awesome
chief.
Awesome to be able to say that. We have another caller on the line, Clayton.
Hey, Danny. Good morning.
Morning, Clay.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
You know, I'm good. I was listening to you talk, and something struck me that I'd like to tell you about, and that is, you know, you said you take it personally when there's, you know, significant, and although they're the exception, not the rule, significant crime events that occur in Oro Valley. Well, you should also take it personally, the lack of crime. You know, one of the things that we always say in this profession is how do you measure crime that's been prevented? And that's hard to do without looking at numbers going down and things like that. But one of the best ways to do it is with community satisfaction. You can't go anywhere in Oro Valley where people don't know who you are and aren't happy with the job that you've done there. And that's tip in the hat to you, my friend.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Clay, and I appreciate all your support over the years and your friendship.
Well, you know, one of the things that you can say about you, Danny, is that you have influenced so many people, both prior to your career at Oro Valley, which has been an outstanding one, but even your 20 years at the Tucson Police Department, how many people have you touched and helped with their careers, mine included? I'm where I'm at today because of my friendship with you and your mentoring and your guiding and your persistence. Get your education, Clayton. You'll appreciate it. Talked and you know, you've done that to so many people, and so it's not just the career that you've led, it's the influence and the amount of people that you've helped guide over the years. That's commendable, and I'm here to say thank you for that.
Well, thank you, Clay. I really appreciate that. I appreciate you calling in.
You bet. I'm gonna let you go because I know there's other callers. You have a great day. All right,
thanks.
Okay. We do have another caller on the line. Rhonda.
Morning, Rhonda.
Rhonda. Hi, you guys doing? Hi, this is David Gonzalez, U.S. Marshal. You doing the show for Danny Sharp?
We are.
I happen to be right here, Dave.
Oh my God! I'm sorry to see this guy go.
I am too.
Yeah. Well, you tell him hello for me, okay?
He's right here.
Oh, he's there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Dave.
Oh, how's it going, buddy?
Good.
I'm sorry. I got home at 1 o'clock last night from St. John's.
Oh.
And how's everything going, buddy?
Things are going great. Getting ready to pull the plug. So we're looking forward to you know, like I've told everybody, I'm not going to be cheap, but I'm not going anywhere. So you know, you'll still have to put up with me.
Okay. Have to deal with it. Well, we'll look forward to it, and I'll look you up very very soon on down there. Okay.
Sounds good. Get some sleep.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for calling in. Is Rhonda on the line? Okay, Rhonda.
I would wait for a long, long time to be able to share my sentiments with Chief Sharp. So, Chief, I just want to say thank you for all your years of service. From a council person working with you, I see the benefit that citizens share, that you provide. You've provided for many, many years in the community, and they share that with council. And I see the programs that you provide and you support. And more importantly, I also see what you do for your staff as far as leadership, building morale, and all the wonderful things that go along with that and building the culture that you've built in the OVPD agency. that transcends to our community, and we have reaped the benefits of it. So from that level, I want to say thank you. From a personal level of knowing you 21 years, I think that you are a just a stellar individual, and the things that you do for your friends as far as providing just leadership, mentorship, it's invaluable. I'm standing here today at Ironwood Ridge High School playing tennis, and I just want to say that the things you've done for the students in Oral Valley and the programs you provided just are amazing, and it's a legacy that is untouched. So those that don't know, Chief Sharp was presented with an honor by the Amphi District School Board the other evening for all of his work in supporting the schools that in Oral Valley. So, Chief Sharp, I couldn't be happier for you. We're going to miss you, but all the best. All the best.
Thank you, Rhonda. I appreciate that. And thank you for your service on council and all the great things that you've done for the town.
All right. Well, have a wonderful day, and we'll talk soon.
All right.
Thanks for calling in, Rhonda. We have another caller on the line, Sheriff Napier. How are you?
Well, good morning. Hey, I just want to take a minute and wish you well, Danny. We've known each other 30 years and kind of grown up together to some degree. You were a little bit ahead of me, but you've just been an iconic figure in law enforcement, both at the Tucson Police Department and in Oral Valley. It's really hard not to think of Oral Valley and not think of Chief Sharp. You've become such a part of our community up there, and as you know, I'm a longtime resident. And just God bless you, man. I am so proud to know you, call you a friend, and I'm so proud of what you've done in your law enforcement career. You know, I've known Lynn. She was an amazing field sergeant, your wife, and now Danny Jr. Works for me. So it's kind of a wild chain of events that life's brought us together. But I wish you well in retirement. You've most certainly earned it. You've earned the respect of a lot of people, and you've provided just invaluable service to our community. So thank you, my friend, and Godspeed in your retirement. And I'm sure we're going to see each other a lot in the future.
I'm sure we will, Sheriff, and I really appreciate that. I appreciate all the support, and I certainly appreciate the partnership between our two organizations. But most important, our friendship, it means a lot, and I do appreciate you calling.
All right, my friend. Well, God bless you, and I just couldn't be any happier for you and your family. And like I said, you've just been an iconic figure in law enforcement in our community for a very long time. And thanks for your service. And have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks.
Okay. I was happy he called in. Everybody respects you. And every time I talk about Oral Valley or refer to Oral Valley, your name always comes up. I'm a member of the chamber, and I've been to several of the events, and your name always comes up. People are talking about you and sad that you're leaving, retiring, but really happy about everything you've done for the community, and it's been pretty remarkable.
Well, like I said, it's been certainly a labor of love. I enjoyed it. I certainly, I love the community and love what we've been able to do. And like I said, it's all going to continue. I mean, the one thing that will change is on the 22nd of February, I get promoted to citizen, and so then I'll. Whoever the new chief is will have to put up with me. So I'll make him go to breakfast with me and Dick Tracy. So
how do you get on the Oral Valley Police Department? What is the procedure? You just kind of work for a different department and they come find you? You headhunt?
We accept lateral hires from other agencies. We always do processes for those. We also do entry level. We train with the Sheriff's Department at their academy, and so we will do entry level, and we've got four starting the academy coming up, we're always looking. We're very picky on who we hire, and that's one of the things. You know, you hire the right people and you're going to get a good result, and so we've been able to do that. I often say I'm a lucky guy. We got just the great staff there, and like I said, and it hits all areas. I mean, we'll pick up police officers from other agencies. We pick up telecommunicators from other agencies. We haven't had to hire a records clerk. I don't know how long it's been, but we don't lose people out of our records section.
That's awesome.
Our records supervisor's a rock star, but we got great morale in there. But that's one of those areas where I kind of think about where we've hired people from different areas and all, but. Like that is the most stable unit in the entire department. I mean, people, we got people in there just incredible tenure.
Well, and the morale of the agency is how it's run by its leader. We have another caller on the line, John.
Yes.
Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Well, thanks. My name's John Ivanoff. I was the chief of public safety at the Tucson Airport Authority, recently retired, in fact, retired about a week now. And I can tell you that Danny and I have had a tremendous relationship over the 30 years that I was there and the 12 years that I was chief. Danny Sharp is probably one of the premier chiefs, not only in our community, but in our nation. I mean, he reached out and touched a lot of different people, made it easier for me to transition into the chief's role by mentoring me and giving me good advice. And as Danny was just talking about, he's got a tremendous staff there. That's in large part due to his leadership. It's also in large part for him stealing a lot of my officers away over the years.
And I do appreciate that, John.
but in all seriousness, when one of my officers was going to leave the department, we would sit down and have a talk about what they were going to do and where they were going to go. And I never begrudged them for leaving because they were going to do good things in our community or in other departments. But when they said they were going to Danny's department, it was always an honor in my eyes to have them go there because I knew that they'd be taken care of. I knew that Danny had a great department. I never minded losing them to him because I knew that they would flourish in his under his watch. And I can tell you, Danny's a great friend personally, and he is also a tremendous colleague professionally. And Oro Valley is going to miss him. I mean, you know, the bottom line is that he is going to be missed. There are very few people like Danny that come along in a career, and I was blessed to know him and work with him. And Danny, I wish you the best in your retirement. I'm excited for you. I can tell you from firsthand experience now, my first week of retirement, that you're going to love it. And I think it's time for you to enjoy and reap the rewards of your hard work because you have absolutely earned them, in many, many ways. So thank you for your service to the community. I'm an Oro Valley resident, and I was lucky to have you again watching over my community here. But again, my friend, best of luck to you, and all the best wishes to you and your family, and enjoy it. Just enjoy the time.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it, and I certainly appreciated being part of your retirement and all over the years of our friendships and all the things we've done and your leadership. We talked about the regional SWAT and you were right there with us. And I mean, it's been a great association, great friendship. And I expect it to continue. So thank you so much for the call.
Absolutely. You guys take care and have a great day. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk.
Thanks for calling in, John. We have another caller on the line, Amy.
Yes.
Hi, Amy. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was calling in to say hello to my chief.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Chief Sharp. It's hard to believe that a 20-year career, and I've been here 20 years as well, and it's been such an honor and privilege to work for you.
Well, Amy, I've been honored to work with you, watching you grow. If you recall, when I first made Derek was appointed chief, I decided I needed to get out and figure out what was going on, and you just happened to be sitting in the squad room, and so we did that right along. And I don't know if you've ever gotten over that, but I really appreciated the fact that you know I guess you couldn't tell me no, but you put me in your car and showed me around and kind of gave me the lay of what was going on and perspective from you that you had and all. And I will never forget that. And I appreciate, you know, the welcome that I got from you with our first officer I rode with.
Yeah, and he's not telling you everything, but he also, we had a guy run from us, and I completely lost sight of the chief as he's running off into the desert after this guy as I'm running a different direction. And just to know that we had a chief that was out there with us, you know, from the start, you've always been here supporting us. You have been one of our biggest advocates on the police department, and and we appreciate you always looking out for us. We always felt like you were on our side, and awesome. You never wavered from that.
Well, I appreciate that, Amy, and I'll always be there for you even after I'm retired.
Oh, that is good to know, and yeah, having Lynn for my academy class, and you know how nervous I was the first time I met you, knowing that that you had her behind you.
Yep.
Somebody's phone's ringing. That's funny. Thank you for calling in, Amy. I appreciate it. So, you don't have any plans for the future. What are your long-term plans? I mean, your immediate plans, you don't plan on applying for any jobs.
No, I'm done working. I've done this for over 41 years.
So you're not going to go to Hawaii and work?
I don't know. If Andy has something for me, I may have to rethink that. Like I said, I'm not saying no to anything. I plan on decompressing and just seeing, you know, like I'm glad to hear that John thinks that the first week was good, so I'm ready. So I'll have to touch base with him after the first month, but I won't be too far behind him.
And see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to talk to you about what words of wisdom would you offer the people who are in your department right now or applying for the job to be any law enforcement for any agency. What would you advise them?
Well, I think, you know, as far as just getting into law enforcement, I mean, it's a tough time right now for folks coming into the profession. I think that you have to, you know, really do some soul searching and figure out why it is you're there and what you want to accomplish. You know, are you there to help people? Are you there to make a difference? And that's always been, you know, my orientation is towards service. I mean, police work is a service that we're delivering a service. And that's something that we always look at and the expectation. You know, never lose sight of the fact that the residents of the town, the place that you work, they're your bosses. You know, that's the thing is I always make it a point to let people know that you know, the old adage where people say, well, I pay your salary. Well, that's true. You know, the people, they're our bosses. They pay our salary. I always, depending on what the census was, that was always the number of people I felt were my bosses. So I think we're up to about 45,000 bosses now, you know, including the guy to my left here. So that's the thing that I think you got to realize that we're there to provide a service. We're there, people call the police, you know, people don't call 911 and say, hey, things are really going well, just thought I'd check in, you know, and people call because they need something.
Yes.
And also we're there to provide service the police, we're different. You know, we never close. We always answer our phone. We're high visibility. And so when people need help, sometimes they just call 911. And so that's our job, is to figure out what it is we can do to assist.
I said it before, too. If you're joining a police department and it's a paycheck you're looking for, you're in the wrong industry, because it's really service-oriented.
You have to
have passion for your job. And Annette is on the phone. Annette? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Annette.
Hello. Hi, I just wanted to offer a fragment of anecdotal evidence about the low crime rate in Abra Valley. I used to work in Abra Valley a few years ago, and one of my customers locked their keys in the car, and three units showed up. So they must have not had anything more important to do.
Well, it's nice that they wanted to take care of you.
Yep, it certainly is. So I just wanted to mention that if three units show up for a keys locked in the car, then there obviously must not be much crime to worry about.
That's true. I'm glad things are going well in Abra Valley.
All right, well, that's all I needed to say.
Okay, thanks for calling in. So, that's pretty funny. So, what else do you want to talk about? What legacy are you leaving behind other than all the ones I've just heard from and others that have sent me emails?
I think I'm leaving a department that operates well, where people understand, you know, what the mission is and what's important to the community. I think we have we have a committed group of people. You know, one group that I haven't talked about are volunteers. We, you know, when I got to Oral Valley, you know, our volunteers were very well organized. They had bylaws and the board of directors. It was set up. Our volunteers were a bunch of retired business folks and professionals, doctors and dentists and nurses and when I got there, one of the things I told my staff, actually told Larry Stevens, I said, my goal is to have the police department organize as well as our volunteers are. and we've accomplished that and all. But over the years, the volunteerism that you see in Oral Valley and the willingness for people to work together is absolutely phenomenal. We've got, close to 100 volunteers.
What do they do?
They go out, they drive a marked police car, do patrol work, they're extra eyes and ears for us, they do fingerprinting, they run the administrative, the office for our Sun City station. They do traffic control, they assist in parking and special events, and pretty much anything that we ask of them, they'll do. They take care of our mobile command post and have it on the ready and then bring it out. They're just a phenomenal bunch of people and they truly are, they're driven by service. That's what they want to do, is they want to provide service. They assist us with our fleet. I couldn't be luckier than have that group as well. And I'll have chiefs and sheriffs from across the country over the years that have reached out and says, can you send us all the information you have on your volunteers? Amy that called in, Sergeant Graham, I mean, she was in charge of the volunteers for a number of years, and she would put stuff together and send it, and we would talk about it. But and one of the things that I always tell people is, you can replicate the program, but you can't replicate the people. And the people that we have are just phenomenal. And also the fact that we have such a great volunteer group. And again, they work hand in hand with the rest of the staff. It's just it's pretty refreshing to see that you got a community that's
involved.
That engaged. Yes.
Very, very cool. We have another caller on the line, Carmen.
Hey, Chief. It's Carmen Treviso. Good morning.
Hi. Just for everybody to know that we're getting ready to promote Carmen to lieutenant here coming up very soon. So congratulations.
Thank you. Well, I hope you're surprised. I hope it was kept a secret that people were going to be calling in. And I just wanted to take the opportunity to thank you for your leadership. And I do want people to know that as a staff, as somebody that works for the Oral Valley Police Department and works for the town of Oral Valley, I thank my lucky stars. My husband and I both work there. I thank my lucky stars almost on a daily basis that I landed at the Oral Valley PD. I had applied for another agency, and I'm always thankful that didn't pan out, because there is no place better to work, in my opinion, than the Oral Valley Police Department. So, that comes from our leadership, from our chief, from our command staff, the values and the mission that they have instilled in staff that we carry out for our citizens. And they understand that if you have healthy, happy police officers, that translates to the service we provide to the public. So on behalf of, somebody that's worked there for 22 years, I can tell you that you win the jackpot when you go to work for Oral Valley Police Department.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I felt I hit the jackpot when I went to work there too, Carmen. So I appreciate you saying that. On a very personal note with Carmen on the phone here, and I don't think she'll object, but she'll be my last promotion. I will be promoting her to lieutenant here, coming up here soon. The first officer that I hired after I became the police chief was her husband. So my first hire is at Treviso, and my last promotion is at Treviso, and then I couldn't be prouder to be able to have that connection.
Very cool. I want to thank you for calling in, Carmen. We have another caller on the line, Bobby. Bobby?
Yes.
Yes.
Bobby.
Okay, you're
hey,
on
Chief.
The air.
Oh. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, Chief, just calling in. How you doing, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Just calling in on behalf of Squad 2, weekend day shift. We're out here working hard for you this morning, and we appreciate everything you did for us and that you've done for us and your continued support and always having our back. So we're going to be out here continuing to work hard for you. And just thanks on behalf of all of us out here today.
Thanks, Bobby. You know, and I, like I said, we're very particular on who we hire. You know, we take a lot of pride in the quality of the folks that we have out there. And like I said, I'm a lucky guy because of the quality of the people. And you're right up there with the top there, Bobby, with all of our folks. And I appreciate all your hard work and what you do for our residents every day.
Well, we appreciate you too. Thank you there. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in, Bobby. We have another caller, Jacob.
Yes, hello.
Hello. You're on air.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, Chief, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Doing well, sir. I also want to call on behalf of Squad 2. Thank you for all you've done for us. And it's been a real pleasure, you know, working here. And one thing, you know, just really stuck out with me is, as far as you being our chief, was the fact that you knew us all by name and not just, you know, first name. And, you know, you knew our families. If you knew something was going on in our personal life, you know, you would see us in the hallway and ask us how, you know, things were going. So that always stuck out to me. And, you know, I've really been blessed to work here with you. And I hope that you just have a great retirement. So I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Jacob. I appreciate that. And I appreciate the thoughts and sentiments. It's been great.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Jacob. We have another caller, Officer Johnson.
Hello.
Hi. We have 30 seconds.
Okay. I'll be real brief. I just wanted to say thank you, Chief Sharp, for everything that you've done for us as officers and for the agency and the town overall. It's been a pleasure to work for you, and I wish you the best in retirement and with the next chapter of your life.
Thanks, Brandon. I appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. I want to thank everybody for calling in. I hope you were surprised and nobody...
That was a very pleasant surprise. It's been great.
Nobody spilled the beans. We've been very... With Carmen, I've been working very cloak and dagger stuff going on here, trying to keep you surprised. Next week, we're going to have Sheriff Napier on, so you can call in and harass him.
Yeah.
And until then... want to remind everybody that TPD is hosting the Sex Trafficking in America event on the 22nd. And until next week, I want everybody to shop local, stay safe, and thank you for being the person you are.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay.